lovely to see you all. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Walk out like a motherfucker, or you don't even know. Rich, I'm opening up. A lovely young gentleman from Missouri. All right. For a second there, Paul. Should be all good now. You guys ever take like 4 or 5 hits of acid, make up some folk rock shit?
Never made up.
I was opening one time for the. You guys know that band, the Legendary Shack Shakers? You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so it was a great, great band, and I was opening for them in Omaha, Nebraska, and this guy came up to me after my set and gave me this balled up paper napkin and was like, man, it looks like you could really use this. And I was like, weird, but thank you. And I put it in my pocket and kind of went on my way. And then I was home a little while later, and I was wearing that same jacket, put my hand in the pocket and pulled out the napkin. And I was like, oh yeah, that guy gave it to me. And I opened it up and it was like 4 hits of blotter acid. And I was thinking back to what he said and I was like, man, he was spot on. Like, I could fucking really use this. And so I took them and I made up 4 folk rock songs in one day that I put on my record. I read this story about Peter Frampton made up, what was it? Ooh, Baby, I Love Your Ways and Show Me the Way in the same day. And then he kept trying to relive the day over and over again. So if anybody has 4 hits of acid, they're looking to make some folk shit later. I'll be around. Anyway, this song called Little Movies came from that experience. Thank you, acid.
Thank you. All right. We get those lights down a little bit. It's called In the Memphis Rain.
Thank you.
Tuesday evening.
Well, this song seems very appropriate. For Tuesday. Called Ready to Die.
Yeah! How's everybody doing, by the way? Are y'all doing all right? Tell you guys, look fantastic. Got a very good look going.
All right.
Seen the Cuyahoga, the Ohio River too. Got sophistication down, one very hard to do. Put something in that water, cuts you like a knife. It bleeds you till you're scared to death of life.
Well, I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired of living bad. Well, I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired, tired, tired of getting mad. One of these days I'm gonna lose my mind. Can't wait to see what thou'll have in mind. I've been sitting on the couch with an eye.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. All right.
To take it easy on yourself, 'cause no one likes a guy who can't keep things together when it's looking tough. Cry as I might, nothing ever turns out right. I'm born here, I suppose, to try and find a rose among the someday I will go down to the river and let the water wash away my sin. If you've ever seen the road I'm traveling, I could show you where the road. Fast cash and hard money, I always seem to get the two confused. But someday I will go down to the river and let the water wash away my sin. Traveling, I could show you where the road begins and ends, where the road begins, where the road will end, where the time will go that you've been spending. When you lose a day, oh, when you lose a week to another whim that you had to see. Well, someday I will go down to the river and let that water wash.
you. How about you? Y'all ever hear of a singer named Judy Sill by any chance? Anybody here know who Judy Sill is? Well, I'll tell you who she was, man. Judy Sill was a singer-songwriter. Found in the 1970s when David Geffen started Geffen Records. Judy Sill was the first artist he ever signed. And she made a record, and it came out, and it did all right. It didn't do amazing, but it did pretty good. It did good enough to make another one. And they were making the second record. She was doing some radio interviews. And one thing you have to understand about Judy Sill, she was kind of a wild child, man. You know what I mean? She was openly bisexual, which was pretty crazy at the time. She did a lot of drugs. She sang all her songs were about Jesus and shit. So it was there was a lot going on, you know what I mean? And so she was in this radio interview, and the interviewer said, "Man, so you date chicks and you date dudes. That's kind of wild. What's that about?" And she said, "Well, it's not that big a deal. I mean, the guy who owns my record label, you know, goes out with guys sometimes," which was not some shit he was saying at the time. And so he kind of fired her from her record deal, and she ended up working as a cartoonist at the LA Times. And then she passed away of a heroin overdose when she was about 38 years old. But she was an incredible songwriter, man. She wrote this song called "Jesus Was a Crossmaker" that a couple of people, Linda Ronstadt, recorded, and a couple other people. It was a beautiful song. But you know, she was troubled. You know, she kind of fell into it early. Like, she and some friends from high school decided that they were going to rob this gas station, and they said, "You'll be the one with the gun, Judy." And she said, "All right." And she got up there, and she couldn't even do that right. You know what I mean? She was supposed to say, "Stick 'em up, motherfucker," and she said, "Fuck 'em up, mother sticker," and messed it all up. And so she went away to jail for a little while, and while she was in jail, she had some family. They were kind of estranged, but her immediate family, all of them died while she was in jail. And it was while she was in jail also that she sort of discovered that, you know, not only did she dig the, you know, the freedom 70s drugs thing and you know, chicks as well as dudes and all that, but she also loved the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, good, that's my kind of chick, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, she got a lot going on. That's an American hero right there, if I ever heard of one. Anyway, the song is for Judy Sill. It's called "Judy Was a Punk, Jesus Freak. How come they treat you so mean?"
So be.
chicks and taking all those drugs. They should be loving everyone, not choosing who they love.
Well, he also happens to be one of the finest songwriters in America, man, and I would feel like a fool if I didn't have him sing one of his songs up here for you. If that's all right with y'all, man, we'd like to back up Ryan.
Back to this day.
Thank you. Bye.
this and no popsicles. Is anybody gonna tell the truth? Bob Dylan clearly interviews was probably to you. Everything we had, it just got took. Nobody's saying a damn thing. Jesus ain't popping on his Facebook. And I'm still grabbing photographs. Love is the dangerous kind. This love is the dangerous kind.
All right. Thank you all so much for being so nice to us, man. Very kind indeed. New York Dolls covers or Dawes covers?
I don't know, man. I'm almost out of tequila. I don't know what I'll drink.
That's right, they got that tequila song.
I'm glad. Those guys are fucking great, man. No disrespect to no one.
I don't have no problem.
Take care of each other. I'll see you soon.